Let's begin Shir 21 in the Basa B'cholov series, Simin Tzadik Gimel, one sif, and let's do it. Now, if you have a fleishika keli, and you cook milchiks in it, well, when did you cook milchiks in it? If it was not within 24 hours. So then Rabbeinu Peretz says that you can never use this keli again for basar because it has blias cholov in it. You can't use it for cholov because it has blias basar in it. And therefore, even though that's not really bas b'cholov, because the basar and cholov did not come in together when they're both not pogum, and therefore it doesn't create the isser of bas b'cholov, but it's no worse than a ena bin yoimoy of a milchiks and fleishiks, and therefore you can't lechatchila cook milchiks or fleishiks in there. However, Rabbeinu Peretz says that you could cook parv, you can cook vegetables, because vegetables are mutter in a milchik akeli, and vegetables are mutter in a fleishik akeli. So why can't you cook these vegetables in this pot that has blias of basar and blias of cholov in there? It's only if you say that it's nas and avela, becomes isser, so then it's an isser keli. But it never really became isser, because you never had the basar and the cholov coming together. The Shach points out that according to the Ramah in Simen Tzadik Dalid, who says that there's a minug to aser, let's say if you have an ena bin yoimoy pot, that you're cooking parvin, and you stick a bin yoimoy fleishika spoon. And if there's no 60, even though mi'ikra din, everything should be mutter, because even the ena ben yoimi pat, the most it should get from the ben yoimi pat should be a nap or not, and we'll explain it when we get there. However, that the minig is to asa the ena ben yoimi pat. So, if you're asa the ena ben yoimi pat because you stuck in a ben yoimi spoon, of course you should, al pia minig, aser the pot when you cook actual milchiks in it. So that is what happens if they're cooked not within 24 hours. But what happens if the cholov is cooked within 24 hours? Then the pot becomes aser. Now, what about the cholov? Now, according to the mechaber, who relies on t'imas kepela of asking a goy to taste it, so then he tastes the milk, and if the milk doesn't have the taste of basar, it's good. If not, if he says that it does taste like basar, does taste like flesh, you have to, it's asar. However, according to Ramah, who doesn't rely on tasting, so then you would need shishim against the pot. So the Shach brings down that usually you would not have the mitzias, you would never find a case where the pot has, that contents of the pot would be 60 times the walls of the pot. And therefore, we should assume that you always don't have shishim, what's in the pot, well, in the pot for what's in the walls of the pot, unless in a very uncommon case where it's a very wide pot with very, very thin walls. In that case, you can have shishim in the contents against the walls of the pot, but usually it's not. And the only time we'll permit it then is if you know how much of fleishiks was absorbed within 24 hours. So let's say if you know that's only kezayis, so you only need 60 kezayisim against the one kezayis. But if you don't know, so then you have to assume that the whole pot is saturated with the bleus of basar, of meat, and therefore you have to forbid the milk. Now the Torah brings a bal hi'iter that argues with the Rabbeinu Peretz, and he says that there is Hagola being done when the cholov is being cooked in the keli, and therefore it takes out its basar, the blias of basar, and therefore the pot is permitted. So assuming that he's talking about where there's 60 in the tapshil, in the what you're cooking in the milk against the bleus of the basar, so then that would form a hagola and would take out the meat, and therefore it's now a kosher pot and you can cook both basar and cholov inside it. That is shitas bala iter. However, the Torah asks on the bala iter that we're talking about over here is a kli cheres, or earthenware pot, and we know that an earthenware pot can't have hagola. So why do you say that you take out all the bleus and no basar left in the pot? L'cha'ira, there should be plenty of basar left in, because you can never do a hagola on kli cheres to get everything out. That is the Torah's question. And the Beis Yosef expands that question, that kol shekhen, why is it mutter now with basar? You just cooked cholov in it, so it must absorb a lot of cholov. And therefore, if it absorbed a lot of cholov, it should be full of cholov. And now, how can you cook basar in it? All the cholov is going to come out. On that, the Beis Yosef brings them Rebbe ben Chaviv that answers that according to what we said in Simon Tzadik Beis, b'shem the Rabbeinu Shmuel, that something that's cooking that absorbs will not give out even its own bleus, only after it finished absorbing. So therefore, we would say that the milk is not going to give in any bleus until it's filled up with the bleus of basar, and therefore, as long as the pot is still very hot and is very boiling, it's not going to let any of the bleus go into the pot. So therefore, it's only going to take from the basar, but it's not going to allow any of the chol going in. Now, the place he says that according to this, it doesn't even need to be 60 in the milk against the basar. In other words, the milk will become basar, but it doesn't make a difference because it removes all the basar and it just becomes also, and nothing comes back into the keli. So the keli, the pot, becomes completely freed from bleus. And with that, you can throw out the milk while it's still boiling, and it's never going to absorb any of the iser back in. That is the Maria Menchovin. But back, we still have the problem of the tour. The Torah says that since Hagola doesn't help, granted it's going to take out some of the basar, but it's not going to take out all the basar because Hagola doesn't help. The Taz wants to say that where do we see that you can't do Hagola on a Kli Cheres? That is a Gzeiras HaKosev from Kachim, that it says by Kachim that if you have a Kli Cheres that you cooked Kachim in it and it becomes nicer and it's no longer you can eat the bleus inside. So the Torah says you got to break it. Why do you break it? Why don't you machshir it? So it seems to be that there's no way to be machshir it, and therefore it seems to be that Gola does not take out any of the bleus. However, the Taz wants to say perhaps that this is only a Gzeiras HaKosev by kachim, that it doesn't work by kachim, that the Torah says you got to treat it like it doesn't take out all the bleus, and therefore there's no way to make hagola, and therefore it's osir. However, you can't extrapolate chulin, regular surim, from kachim. Maybe kachim, we know, is more stringent. So therefore, we can say that it's only a Gzeiras HaKosev. It is the Torah is giving a specific law only by Kachim, and by Chulin it doesn't apply. You're going to tell me it does apply because we do not allow, even by Chulin, by regular Isurim, to do Hagolah on a Kli Cheres? That's only a Gzeir Rabban. The Rabbanan enacted to be similar to Kachim. However, Midaraisa, it's kosher. And that could be only by Isurim. things that are already osir, that they were machmir. However, over here, where we're talking about that originally it was hetera bola, what was absorbed was really heter. So the flesh, so the meat that is in the walls of the pot is heter. So perhaps they weren't as machmir, and they allowed at least with the hefsid to allow to do agola, to accept the milk as an agola that took out the boser, and therefore we matter over here. Now he brings a right to this that the Bali Itter holds that a kli cheres you can do agola three times and it's good enough. So we said, why is that? It must be because he holds that mikra din hagola is good enough, and therefore at least be makel when you do hagola three times. Now the Prima Gadim says, why do you have to be makel, be lenient over here to allow it after cooking the milk? If it does help to do hagola according to Bali Itter three times, we don't paskin like that. However, so according to the Baal Itter, why didn't he just say the way out of it to make sure that everything is kosher is to do that goal three times? Anyhow, so that's the Taz is Shita, that the Itter held that it's only a problem of Hagolo by Klicheris, by earthenware, is only Drabonon, and they mattered when it wasn't Osir at that moment. The Shach says that this was a pushed teretz, a doichik, and he says, besides, we don't paskin like the Bali Itter, so why bring him down, and why bring a whole big sheet, a big explanation why he held this way, if we don't paskin like him anyhow? That was the Bali Itter. Now, a similar sheet that the Torah brings down is the Rashba. The Rashba says, if you have this milchika pot that was cooked the milchiks within 24 hours, then in between you cook your raw kois, you cook vegetables or any other par thing. So, and afterwards, even within 24 hours, you cooked milchiks. So he says that matters the milk. Why is that? Because he holds that cooking the urokis, cooking the vegetables in between, was a form of hagolo and takes out at least enough of the boser that to make it what's left in the pot a weak taste, and it's a dover cholish, and since it's a dover heter, since it's starting out with something that's heter, so now you want to say when it comes together with the milk afterwards, it should make something that's usher. That we don't say. Just like not by not, we allow, because by the time it comes not by not, it's nikla shatam, the taste is very weak, and it can't come together with the fleshiks or the milchiks to create the isser. That is the Rashba, and he brings a raya to this. Now there's a Gemara in Avodah Zarah that says when they cooked kachim for the Yom Tovim, that each cooking was a gola from before, and that's why they didn't have a problem of having noiser in the pots. Why? Because every time you cooked, it took out the previous blias, and then they made the pot kosher, and therefore that's how it goes on. So therefore, let's say on day number one they cooked shlamim. So therefore, when does it become noiser? It becomes noiser at the night of the third, right? It can eat it for 2 days and a night. So at the end of the second day, it becomes noiser. So on the second day, when you cooked more shlamim, so it does the agola, take out all the taste from the carbon on day number one, and when it comes day number three, all it has, no blias from day number one, it only has the blias from day number two, so that's fine on day number three, and repeat constantly, and therefore everything will be permitted. So why is that? Because since it's already still a terebola, because it wasn't nicer yet. So at that time, it's going to at least take out as much of the first carbon and will only leave a small amount left. And that small amount that's so weak will not be able to come noiser because it can't create an iser. That is Shitas Rashba. Now, the Beis Yosef was asked a big question on the tour. This Rashba seems very, very similar like the Bala Iter, that instead of doing the Hagolo with milk, you're doing Hagolo with Yerokas. And he was very, very harsh on the Bala Iter, asked questions on the Bala Iter, and the Rashba is 100% fine with. So what is the chilik? What is the difference? Why is he fine with the Rashba and he's not so fine with the Bala Iter? So the Beis Yosef wants to make a chilik that the Rashba, that the Bala Iter is talking about even by Kli Cheres, even by a earthenware, and that's a big chiddush to allow Hagola by an earthenware. However, the Rashba's talking about metal kalim. Metal kalim are a lot more kuladik, is more leniency because you can do agola with it. So there's more that we can say that it takes out, that it doesn't leave that much into it, and therefore you can be makel. That was his first teretz. But the problem was that it doesn't seem that the Rashba and the Bala Iter are saying the same thing, because the Rabbeinu Yeruchim pairs the Rashba with Rabbeinu Peretz, who argues with the Iter. So it seems to be that the Rashba would disagree with the Iter, and yet you can hold like the Rashba. So on that, he gives two terutzim. Really, it's the same teretz, that you have to make a difference between doing hagola with milk or doing with vegetables. So for some reason, he's going to give two separate reasons why perhaps not. There's some reason that milk is not going to work as good. One reason is because it's a svar to say that we shouldn't use the thing that assers it to machshir the keli. That's the first answer. The second answer he gives is that perhaps milk nature is different than water and vegetables, that the vegetables that's cooked in water does have the koyach, the power to extract bleias from the pot, and milk doesn't. So perhaps that there's something different over there, some kind of properties that milk does not extract that much bleias. That is his way to reconcile the tour, why he's okay with the Rashba, but not okay with the Bala Iter. However, the Beis Yosef says that this Rashba is not so simple, because it seems that the Tosfos disagrees with him, because Tosfos says that the reason why it makes a golo zelzeh is because from one day to the other, because meikir adin, it should be bottle anyhow, because min biminoi, right? Because if you're cooking basar in for day one and you're cooking in basar in day two, so everything is anyhow bottle from the Torah, because any of the bleas that come out can't give taste because it's the same taste. So therefore, since it is kachim that the Rabbanon wanted to allow in this case, so they allow it to rely on the ikur of the Torah to matter min b'minoi, and that's Tosis' reason. And therefore, since he doesn't answer like the Rashba to say that it's that Ataka does purge it and it becomes mutter, it seems to be he doesn't hold like the Rashba. Now, the Darkei Moshe says that this is only that he disagrees with the proof of the Rashba. Perhaps he doesn't disagree with the halacha of the Rashba. This is just saying that he doesn't hold it's a proof, because you can understand the heter is because of min b'minoi. The Nekuda Sakasov says that the Tosfos does not argue with the Rashba at all. They are coming to answer two different questions. The Rashba is asking, how can you cook in the pot again? Why it has bleas from the first day, carbonis, what's on the third day, it should be osir. So the answer is because you cooked it in the second day, and that made hagolah, and therefore there's no blias left in the pot of the first day. However, Tysus has a different question. His problem is when you cook the shlomim in the pot the second day, and now it is getting blias. Right? We're saying does hagolah and extracts the blias of the carbon the first day. So then it has blias of carbonos from the first day. And therefore, even though that it should be eaten for 2 days and you could eat the second day carbon in the third day, but now since it has blias of the first day carbon, so you shouldn't be able to eat it on the third day. So how do we allow to eat the carbon of the second day on the third day if it still has blias on in it from the first day that already became nicer? On that, Taisu is saying is because those blias that came into the second day carbon is bottled from the Torah because of min v'minoi, so will be makel. Anyhow, so another thing, a person who he says that argues with the Rashba seems to be the Trumas, the Bala Trumas. The Bala Trumas, which is brought in Simon Tzadik Dalid, says that if you have a pot that was cooked milchix, and then you cooked water within 24 hours, and then within 24 hours of the water, but more than 24 hours from the milchix, you cook basar. So let's say 12 o'clock noon one day, you cooked milchix. 5 o'clock in the morning, you cooked water. And 1 o'clock in the afternoon, which was 25 hours after the basar, the milk, you're cooking now meat. So the Bala Truma says it's permitted because any blias that remained originally from the original cooking of the milk is now lifgam. It's been 24 hours. And any blias that came out and came back in where it got rejuvenated, the taste, and it really did not remain in the pot for 24 hours and doesn't become pogim, that's anyhow mutter because of not bernat. That's the Bala Trumas's heter. Now, according to the Rashba, it should be mutter if you even if you cook the fleishix within 24 hours of the milchix because you had the cooking of the milk in between. So therefore, the Taz brings the Marshal, according to, since we paskin like the Bala Trumas, we do not paskin like the Rashba. But he has a problem that the Tur paskins like the Trumas and the Rashba. So he said that to reconcile them, that the Rashba is talking about where you made sure that you cooked it the same amount that was cooked the first time. In other words, that if you had the boss, it was cooked for 2 hours on 350. So the water has to be cooked the same amount in order to make sure to get out all the blias. But if, and that's comparable to the, we said the kabonis are made hagola zula zu. Why? Because mistama that they cook the kabonis the same way every day, so it's assumed that it was cooked the same amount. However, the Bala Trumas is talking about that you weren't makbid. You don't know how much it was cooked and how you know how long it was cooked, at what temperature it was cooked. So therefore, it wasn't cooked the same way. Then we can't say that it did hagola and purge the kalev, the pot, from its blias. Now, the Shach in the Kudus HaKesef says that we do paskin like the Rashba, and the Bala Trumas is no raya, because the Bala Trumas is either talking about where it's a kli cheres, where it's earthenware that's not shayich to have hagola in the first place. Also, it's perhaps we're talking about where it hasn't been filled up as much as the first one. In other words, in order to have a golo, you have to fill up the pot to the place that it was used, or else it was used higher up in the pot and you put in less water, the water is not going to take out the blias from the higher part of the pot that you actually used it for the iser. So therefore, he's talking about where you used it with the water, not up to the same place where you cooked the milk the day before. And that's why you can't rely on it that it was hagola. Another way to answer it, that we know for hagola, it has to reach a certain temperature. It has to be mala resichos, it has to be boiling, have a rolling boil to it. If it's just hot, a yad saletis boy, even though that you can have blias, but it's not going to do agola. So the Bala Trumas is talking about where it did not mala resichos, it did not have a rolling boil, and that's why it's not agola. And the Rash was talking about where there's a rolling boil. The Chavis Das wants to make a chilik, wants to differentiate between, the Rash was talking about that there was 60 in the pot against the in the water against the milchiks, and therefore when it comes out it would be so diluted and so bottled that it's not going to be a problem. However, the Bala Trumas are talking about where it's not 60, so it doesn't dilute it enough, doesn't take it out enough, and therefore it will remain considered a flesha kapat. However, the Rabbi Kiva Eger asked on that, because the whole raya from the Rashba was from the case of cooking from one day to another, the kabbana is from one day to the other. And we said that a stama pot doesn't have 60 times its contents against the walls of the pot, and you'll never have 60. So how can the Rashba bring a proof if he needs it to have 60 in against the walls of the pot, if he brings a raya from stam cooking? And stam cooking, we know in most kalim, in most the pots, you're not gonna have 60 in the contents of the pots against the walls of the pot. Okay, that is the Rashba. Let's go to the next part. Now the Ramah brings a minig to aser a kisoy. Let's say if you put a fleshika kisoy cover on a milchika pot. So it asers the pot, even though the kisoy, the cover, is not a ben yoimoy, wasn't used within 24 hours, it is still asers the contents. Now this is the Darkei Moshe, the Ramah does not understand what is the reason of this minig, and he was not so, say this hot on the minig. He says, if you have another head to throw in, and it's only a problem if it's a mokoim, a place that actually has this minig. Now the Taz brings a marshal, who wants to say that the reason of the minig was that it has usually by covers of the pot, you know, it comes up to a point with the handle. So it gets very narrow in the middle of the cover, and therefore you might have schmutz, actual be'en, gathering over there. So we know that be'en, actual schmutz, does not become ein ben yoimer. It's only blias, absorptions, but not actual be'en. And since it's very hard to clean that area because it's so narrow, so we have to be machmir to say that perhaps that there is something there, and therefore when the steam comes up, it will make that nevela. So that is going to be the problem. And it's not like the Bach who says that because the zeya that comes in on it is going to make it nevela, because the zeya is constantly there and therefore it's considered like keneged aroitev. But rather, it is like the Marshal says, that we're just worried about that area that it's going to, that there's an end there, and it is going to be nas nevela. Now, the Shah Atah says, according to that, If it's wider or has a hole and you could clean over there, so then you wouldn't be a problem. And also he says that that you need shishim against that area only. You don't need shishim against the whole cover. The Shach Grada holds that you need 60 keneged 60, because when the Zaya comes up, it is going to aser that area, and then that area is going to aser the rest of the cover up to shishim, and therefore you need in the pot 60 times 60. However, Rabbi Eger doesn't understand, because if you're talking that the Zaya is connected, that the steam coming up, it connects it, so then it's constantly with the steam, and everything is connected to the pot, so it's not going to be Nas and Avelo, because it's all considered like Keneged Aroitiv against the gravy, where it it doesn't spread into the Kisoy, it doesn't spread into the walls, and therefore you shouldn't need shishim. And the Chavis Das says shishim keneged shishim. And the Chavis Das says that maybe you want to say like the Taz says in the last simon, that perhaps you need it's sometimes the steam comes up and sometimes it doesn't, and you have to worry that first it came up, made that area nevela, and then it stopped coming up, and then it had a chance to spread. But he says that's when we have to be machmer for that and be choishish for that and suspect perhaps that happened over there, where there's actually a drop of milk that fell on the kisei, that fell on the cover, and we know there's something actual iser. But here, why should we be machmer like that if we don't even know if there's anything within that area? Perhaps it is clean. It's not so simple to say that there is something there. So why do we have to be chayish suspect that perhaps it started steaming and stopped being steaming? Now, if you take a cover off a hot fleshige pot and put it on a milchige pot, as long as the milchige pot is not being heated up yet and the steam is not coming up, so the Ramo wants to be makel, because it's just two pots together that's touching. They're not really cooking together. It's just touching the pots on the sides, right? You put the lid on the top of the pot, and therefore there's no blias, because blias don't come from one pot to another without any roitiv. Now you're going to say that there is roitiv here. There's still liquid, because that there's condensation on top of the cover when you put it on the other pot. But he says that's very small. And since it's very small, it's gonna cool down, and it has a din like a klisheni, that it's not that it's no longer really hot, because it's so small. The little droplets, doesn't have the koyach, doesn't have the power to retain its heat. However, the Shach says that this is dependent on a machloikis, whether we say Iroi is Kikli Rishoin. If you say that the drop, that what we say when something is poured from a Kli Rishoin, has it in a Kli Rishoin, do we say that by a drop or only by a stream? But if a drop, it's not going to hold its heat long enough. So it brings that this is from the Issa Heter that holds that it doesn't hold its heat, and it brings a Shari Dura that says, yeah, that it does hold its heat, and will aser it, and therefore he says really that we should machmer like the Shari Dura, because we have a Meram that seems to aser it. Because the Meram Rutenberg says that if a drop falls on a knife, if it's on its handle, you need to do greda, you need to scrape it off, and if it's on the lahav, it's on the blade, you have to do ni'itza, you have to stick it into the ground 10 times in order to be machmer it. And we know, he says, that greda, scraping, is in a place where you need a klipa, where you need to take off a peel's worth. And the same thing, when you need ni'itza, when you need to stick in the ground, it's also in a place where you need to take off a klipa. So therefore, we see from here that Ram Rotenberg held that even droplets is enough to aser kadei klipa. And especially over here, where it's not only a droplet itself, but it's attached to a hot pot, which actually gives heat and makes it retain its heat for longer. And especially that there are some shitas by Kli Cheres that is Boileya absorbs even with a Kli Sheni. So even if you say these droplets have a din of Kli Sheni, perhaps they also absorb. So the last thing we'll talk about today is the Ri Halavan. The Ri Halavan says that if you have a Kli Cheres, a earthenware keli, that was used twice before by putting in milk. So if you use it a third time, so if you cooked basar in it within 24 hours, it's okay, because it only absorbs the first two times, and by the third time, it's not going to absorb anymore. And therefore, even though that it's filled with the original two times that you used milchix, that's not a problem because it's not ben yoimai anymore, and it's nice and tamufkam. I used it within 3 hours, within 24 hours, but that time the kli cheres, the earthenware, is already completely full, and therefore it will no longer give taken new blias. And therefore, it didn't take in the blias from any of the milk, and therefore it is permitted. Now, the Taz says that we're talking about in a case where the milk wasn't used in it for 24 hours. Or else, if it was used for 24 hours, we're going to have kibush, we're going to have it pickled, and which makes the new milk come in, and the old and therefore when you cook basar in it, you're going to have fresh milk that's going to join with the basar and asa the basar. And this is not like the Vush and Bach, who wants the matter even if it was left 24 hours. They want to say that even so, it's not going to absorb any of the milk because you already have it filled with milk. There's no way where the milk should come, should fit into it, because it's already full with the earlier milk. And they want to bring a raya from the Gemara in the Mafkid. Now, there's a din in the Mafkid that if you give over wine and oil to someone to watch, that if it's in a new keli, that when you give it back, you can give it back with some of it deducted, because you assume that the reason why it's missing is that the utensil that's in absorbed some of the oil and the wine. However, if it's an old keli, so then it's saturated with the oil already, and therefore you can't deduct anything because it's not going to be it's not going to absorb. And even there, though, over there, it's been used, left in there for more than 24 hours, we still say it's not going to absorb. However, the Taz says no raya over there. Over there, we're dealing with how much volume it has. So, even if you left it for 24 hours, and oil is going to come in, but the same way the new oil is going to come in, the old oil is going to come out. Since it's saturated with oil, so as it's going to bring more in, and there's no room to have the old one is going to be pushed out. So therefore, as volume concerned, you're going to have the same volume forever, because even with kibush, as it gets absorbed, others are going to be removed. However, by iser, even that's not going to help you, because if the old milk is going to, the new milk is going to come in, and the old milk is going to come out, so what basically is, you're going to have new milk in the new and fresh milk in the walls of the keli, and when you cook the basar, it's going to be problematic. Now, the Nekudas HaKesef says that we don't paskin like the Ri Halavan, because he holds like Rashi that says the first couple times that you use a kli cheres, it absorbs. However, Taisvis and the Rosh disagree, and they say that it doesn't absorb for the first three times, and they learn the Gemara differently, and they say that it doesn't fit in logically that it should absorb without heat or pickling, because a kli cheres, even though it's pretty porous, but it's not as porous as food itself, and food itself doesn't become ulcer without leaving it for 24 hours, and it just doesn't absorb by just having it in liquid. So why should a kli cheres do that?